keep it rocking.
Anything else? You good? And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How are we doing, fellas?
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I'm lovely. Kyle, how are you?
Doing all right.
I will, won't lie. We got this table from, I said I won't lie. I think I said
That's
I will
good.
Lie, but.
No.
I will not lie.
Either one is fine.
We got this table from Mr. Moose Customs. Thank you, Mr. Moose Customs. And I like the standing.
I enjoy standing.
Yeah. I was standing. Is that a really good height for me?
Yeah.
It's a little short for you.
It's a little short, but.
But it, for me, it's actually a pretty good height.
I think we made it work.
I like sitting.
Thank you, Kyle. no.
What?
How's the week going?
Monday. Let's... Splendid.
Pumpkins is all over the board.
The week is, it's only Thursday. That means tomorrow's finally Friday.
Synchro River, here I come!
That means the weekend's finally here.
Thank you.
But tomorrow's Friday is going to be a long Friday. I can already feel it.
Why?
I mean, it's just been a long week. It's been busy.
Plus, you have exciting stuff going on later in the day.
Yeah,
so.
I'm touring a house, my first house tour as a buyer. So that'll be after work.
Woo!
He's hitting his own buzzers.
I mean, since you guys can't, I kind of
it makes sense.
Felt that.
It's good.
You know, that would have been a good one.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. That's thank exciting. You. I'm excited. It'll be cool. It's only like 4 minutes east from your place, Brent.
So he is getting it. Bottom line, he's getting it.
That's
no limit. He's putting as much down as he can, and getting
this
that place.
This is high stakes Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
I like it. We're all in.
Yeah. If we weren't, what's the point, right?
There is no point.
No.
There is none.
No, I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Kyle, how are you doing?
Good. I don't have to work tomorrow for the first time in a little bit, so that's nice. Golfing tomorrow with my dad. And then... and then we're all golfing together on Sunday, so...
Yeah.
When was the last time that happened?
About a month ago, probably. But I got new clubs, so testing those out tomorrow. I've been on the range a few times, but first time on a actual course tomorrow, and then we'll see how we do on Sunday with you guys. So I'm pretty excited about all that.
I'm excited to see them. I mean, they look nice. They sound like you hit them well so far. Hit them better than your old clubs, at least.
Well, my old clubs are as old as I am, so I think it was time for an upgrade, and Brent found the deal for me, and I jumped on it as quickly as I could. So,
look at that.
They were nice set.
Huge.
Facebook Marketplace has some good deals. Although Paul Chris was telling us he's got eBay now.
eBay is electric.
eBay.
Oof, it's dangerous, dude. It is dangerous.
That's how I got all those Disney pins. Was a lot of that was on eBay.
A lot of eBay.
But I got into that, and it was just a fun thing. And you can go, you can still do it. If there's a cast member or a Disney employee that has any pin on, you can go up and trade with them, and they have to accept the trade.
Oh, really?
And like cast members get special. So there are a few on there that have like cast member things on it, like little details that mean it's a cast member only one. So there's cool things on that kind of stuff. But
well, then I guess what's the average price? Because you never set a price on any of them.
They range between like $5 to $25.
Okay,
about the price of a pin.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a lot of gift shops, will have pins now, and you know, like Brent said, he got into it when he was young. I also was into it when I was younger. I had a hat. Not a cork board like Brent's got back here. Brent's very official with that. I just had a hat that I had a boatload of pins on. Like I had a Custer Park one. I think I have a Yellowstone. I've got Disney ones, like all the Disney parks. Nothing to the extent of that, but Yeah, it, I don't know why. Cool. I don't know what it was, but it just it was something to collect.
For me, it was like Disney does. It's called Disney pin trading. Like they have trading posts throughout the parks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and people go and like that is a teeny collection compared to like what people bring. They'll bring like a full book.
Oh, I believe it.
And it's pretty interesting. It's fun. So just something to do when you're there.
Yeah.
But plus, you get to collect cool things.
So. Yeah, and it's really hard to find things to do at Disney, I bet. So.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Sports are in full swing now. Hockey is starting up. Saturday.
August 1st yep. is the Saturday. Wild's first game.
No, nope, second.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Well, like...
We play Sunday.
Yeah.
At 9:30.
I mean, like, the series. When does, like, the playoff
The entire NHL starts on Saturday.
And then we start Sunday. Yep,
we start Sunday.
I knew that.
But, yeah. So, it'll be exciting. I'm not going to stay up and watch the entire game. I might stay up and watch the first period, but
9:30
starts at 9:30 our time in Minnesota.
Vancouver's
here.
Happy.
Yeah, that's extremely happy. Or good, nice for them. But yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited to watch hockey. Just watching and hearing exhibition games go on. It sounds like everybody's in rough shape. I mean, nobody's firing on all pistons. On all pistons firing. Yep.
Cylinders.
Thanks.
Yep. Same thing.
Some yeah, sort of shape.
You know.
Some
sort
of engine.
We're gonna actuate.
Yeah.
but I'm excited.
Baseball is going now, yeah, which is awesome.
Except for
the Marlins.
Yeah. Which is rough. They had like 14 people on their team test positive for the Rona virus.
That's so many.
That's crazy.
Sounds like they had a good night when they...
Yeah, when you sent that, I... Whoa.
There's a lot of rumors going out on Twitter right now, but... they just weren't following the protocol, which is their own fault, and they should be forced to lose all those games that were postponed, and it shouldn't be...
Is that what they're doing? They're postponing and not
just... They
postponed
a few of them.
Counting them as L's?
They should be L's.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't follow the rules, and the fact that none of the Phillies tested positive, which they played for the whole weekend before, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know,
yeah.
It's baseball.
It is.
What a stupid, stupid manager... Not manager. Commissioner that they have. What's his name? Manfred.
Rob Manfred. Yeah.
Let's go over this story with the pitcher throwing at the Astros.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Joe Kelly. He's a relief pitcher for the LA Dodgers. And they were playing the Houston Astros the other night. I don't know exactly what night it was. Maybe Tuesday. But he threw behind one of the Astros batters, Alex Bregman, and then was able to strike out Carlos Correa, another Astros player. And as he's walking off the mound, because it was the third out of the inning, as he was walking off the mound, he said, "Nice swing, bitch." To Which Correa.
Is, as he should.
What a great line.
Oh,
it's simple, just, it's sweet, it's perfect.
It was a beautiful breaking ball coming across the zone. Kelly's a right-handed pitcher. The ball come right to left as the people are watching at home. Correa's a right-handed batter. and it kind of broke away from him and just missed big time.
Nice.
But then Correa started mouthing back to Kelly, and Kelly gave like a little kid pouting face, like a me. That kind of thing.
Explaining that face.
Right?
That's good.
And then that kind of turned into a bench clearing and bullpen clearing. Not a brawl, but a confrontation. Yeah.
A little standoff.
Yeah. So that was crazy. And then it comes out the next day, and Joe Kelly gets hit with an 8-game suspension from the league, and their manager, I think, gets a 1-game suspension, which is just crazy.
They weren't even the ones that started it. Correa was the one that walked towards him.
Yeah.
He kept walking towards the bench.
Right.
Like, he wasn't the one that...
The inning was over.
Yeah.
That's why Kelly was walking back to his dugout. The inning was over. Oh. He was just doing the back and forth. Now, are you guys, free Joe Kelly, or was that a fair suspension?
No.
Free.
Eight games is way too much in this 60-game season.
I don't see why he got any game suspension. I really don't.
I could see one for deliberately throwing behind a batter. Like, he definitely... He threw behind the batter.
He didn't hit him.
He didn't hit him, but it's...
The intent.
It's taunting, tempting. I'd give him one. One game.
And the stare down and the walking at him is not taunting or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean...
That goes both ways. Yeah, exactly.
Correa should also get a game.
At least.
Yeah, I'd give both of them one game.
Well, then the stat was... That 8-game suspension in a 60-game season was equal to a 22-game suspension in a 162-game season.
Way too much.
It seems a little outlandish, especially against a team that cheated to win a World Series, and not a single one of those players has any sort of suspensions on them. I think that's what everyone is really mad about. And I'm, to go back to my question, I'm free Joe Kelly. He's appealing the suspension, I know that.
I don't know how much he's asking for.
He's hilarious with his Instagram post.
Yeah.
It's with him and his three boys, but he put in Altuve, Correa, and someone else.
Probably Bregman.
As his three sons as their faces. Yeah. And then he has a long post on making fun of them, and he's like, free Joe Kelly, hashtag this and that. And I thought that was hilarious. He's doing everything right. And everyone is like, what the hell? Yeah. MLB, you're giving this dude an 8-game suspension for things that other pitchers have already been doing this whole season.
Right. Everybody's been hitting the Astros.
That's another great point.
You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Why give this guy an 8-game suspension when, yes, he threw it literally behind him. He had full intent on hitting him, but he didn't hit him. Right. And then what? Is it just because it's...
Because he was mouthing off? But then that's trash talk.
That's, he didn't the NHL, step
that's,
towards.
That's like a rookie in the NHL. The whole nice swing bitch. That's a rookie that's chirp in the NHL.
He didn't do anything after the swing was done. He talked a little trash, but he kept walking. It's not like he made an attempt to go after him. I don't get how the Astros keep getting away with this BS.
I don't know.
They get away with... What they got punished, I put that in quotes, for what they did with winning the World Series is an absolute joke. And now they're getting away with this stuff. You might as well just hand them the title again, because that's what it's going to turn into. Because pitchers won't stop. It doesn't matter however many games you're going to throw at people. They will keep, as soon as the game gets out of hand, they'll throw at them. And so it's just...
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It really is. They missed it three times now, this Manfred. The first time with the Astros dealing with them, they missed completely on that. Then they missed this offseason with how they handled this whole Corona debacle by putting it public and making everyone look bad in the MLB. And now this is just... Yeah, you got to get him out of there.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still there.
No one is watching the MLB. I know that ratings are high, but that's because you're the only sport on right now.
Exactly.
Wait until 2 weeks when NBA and NHL are both running playoffs all day long.
Right.
It's just MLB just missed out on a huge opportunity to look good multiple times, and Manfred is the man responsible for all of it.
Yeah. Going back to the the Astros players and why they weren't punished. They got immunity from that punishment, from what I know. They had immunity because their manager and their coaches or something fessed up. So the players had the immunity and wouldn't affect them as harshly or at all. So that's why, I'm pretty sure that's why they didn't get any suspensions or any games.
That's even worse, I would say. Exactly. It's still an awful...
Yeah.
You're just letting players walk now. Exactly. When they are the ones that did it. You have a team that's probably, 50-some people in total that were probably a part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
From the top down. And you're only punishing three guys for it? Come on. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. The other funny thing was I believe it was the Dodgers announcers during Jose Altuve's at-bat. He ended up striking out on a looking at a pitch. So, and then the Dodgers pitchers are doing a back and forth, and then the first guy goes, "Yeah, I guess he guessed wrong on that pitch." And then the guy, his color commentator, goes, "Well, it's a lot harder to guess than it is to know what's going on." And then he goes, "Yeah," and everyone knows, and it's just very annoying. It's very frustrating.
It is. And, you know, I watched a couple shows today, and they were saying that it may be, like, a reason for this, the suspension now, is so that players stop throwing at them, and then this whole controversy goes away, which makes a lot of sense, if you think about it that way. But no one will forget the Astros and how they cheated their way to a victory.
Yeah.
They won't. And you don't look at Altuve the same. You don't look at Correa the same.
Whoever that guy is.
All those guys that you thought were fantastic and did such a good job, just a joke. Just a joke. And I hope that they suck for the rest of their career. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me so mad, but it does. Like, the fact that they got away with it.
I think that's exactly why you're so mad about it. Like, it's so frustrating because
they
knew, everyone knows, they cheated. They messed, like, they did it on purpose. They deliberately cheated. And then they won the World Series. Mm-hmm. And they're acting like nothing really happened, and they kind of got a slap on the wrist.
You tainted the whole championship for the rest of time. You really did.
Yeah.
Because there should be an asterisk by that name. There shouldn't be a winner that season at all.
Right.
And to have that name on the... I know that they don't have it on the trophy, yeah, per se, but to have that name associated with the trophy is just crazy. And that's why hockey is so much better. The Stanley Cup is way better than MLB, NBA, and NFL combined.
Agreed. Go ahead.
And then, like, the other thing is, those players, like, you wonder what's going on in their heads. Like, do they still feel like they won that championship? Yeah. Like, do they... I wouldn't feel comfortable. I would give my ring back. If I was, like, an Astros guy, all right, you caught me. I can't talk for my other players, I would give the ring, like, me being, I wouldn't be in that situation anyways, I would give my ring back and not accept.
That's a great question.
The championship. Yeah. Like, what is going through those guys' heads? They know what's happening every single game. They're getting at least a pitch thrown at them every single game.
Oh, yeah.
They gotta think that they won it, so.
Because, oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure. I'm
how
sure
they answered.
Yeah.
How they answered the questions at the beginning. They have to think that they still won that. They're like, well, we still did it. Like, no, you didn't. You cheated the whole way. You were looking some things up. What do you got?
Going back to the whole Joe Kelly suspension. So we said his suspension is 8 games in the 60-game season, which equates to about 22 games in a regular season. Michael Pineda, he's a pitcher for the Twins.
Yeah.
last season tested positive for a diuretic and blood pressure medicine, which is on the MLB's list of banned substances and known masking agents for PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. He got 60 games. That's in a regular season. 60 games for PEDs. Joe Kelly got a third of that consequence for throwing behind a pitcher or throwing behind a batter and talking crap.
Yeah.
That's it.
60 games. He wasn't
affecting. Yeah, I mean, that's a third of a season. Yeah.
Crazy.
But he wasn't affecting the game at all. He was just playing sports, you know?
Yeah, just, it definitely puts it in perspective, for sure.
Exactly.
Like, and going back, like, there's no, this is what the MLB wants. They're kind of just shooting from the hip in a lot of situations. And it's very frustrating, and I think everyone's starting to deal with that, especially with, like, how other sports are in bubbles, and they're having all this going on, and then the Miami Marlins, we've just talked about that already, with the Joe Kelly suspension. It just seems like they're all over the place, and they have no really strict plan and set for things that are happening in their sport, and it's really ruining the game.
How do you get suspended 8 games for not getting kicked out of the game?
That, too. We haven't even said that. He didn't get kicked out of that game.
No, he didn't.
He continued to be a part of that game. I don't know if he pitched after that inning.
I don't know either, but he...
But he was he never got the you're out of here.
Yeah.
Right. He was still a part of the game.
I can't imagine
it just shows you how it's not that bad.
I can't imagine waking up the next day and being like, I got suspended for that.
I got 8 games.
8 games?
Hence the Instagram post putting Houston Astros on his kids' faces.
Exactly.
Just how do they get away with it?
I don't know. I don't. I wish I had had the answers, but I don't.
Is there anything else for MLB?
The Twins are currently playing right now. I know people won't hear this until a later date, but it is the 30th of July. The Twins are at home against the Cleveland Indians. It's the top of the third. At about 7 o'clock at night, and the Twins are down 2-0. Cleveland just scored 2 this inning. It looks like Francisco Lindor hit a 2-run RBI, either that or hit a 2-run home run. So, yeah. It's, yep, it was a 2-run home run. So, Jose Berríos is pitching. Shane Bieber is pitching for the Cleveland Indians. Known third cousin twice removed. Known third cousin twice removed of Justin Bieber, the famous Canadian hockey player.
He plays for the Leafs, right?
I think so.
Nice. Good for him.
That's it. That's all I have on baseball. That was a lot on baseball, but
those are controversial topics.
Exactly.
They're finally back. They have half of a team get tested positive for coronavirus, and then a weird suspension with Houston Astros stuff going on still.
Right.
So it's definitely something important to talk about. And the Twins are on fire.
Twins are 4-1 through 5 games.
Yeah. Nelson Cruz is the real deal.
Yeah. That was an insane series against the White Sox. Went
seven
for something.
Yeah, they said he always loves playing in Chicago, too. So.
Yeah.
Chicago.
It's crazy.
But no, he's not from Chicago.
No, he's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
Nope. Not on baseball.
NFL reported. Everyone from New England is not reporting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys about this. So, we had the discussion of the New England Patriots are going to have this great year. Cam Newton's the starting quarterback. They're going to be not skip a beat, do all this and that. And now all of their players are opting out of the season.
Yeah, Hightower being the main one.
Does that change your guys' opinion on how their season's going to go? Or because the speculation is Belichick's having guys opt out just so they can bust for Trevor Lawrence next year.
No, no. I don't believe that. I think
Belichick's too proud to lose out, like, bust.
I agree. And I think he wants to prove that he can win without Brady.
Right.
And he needs to do it this year. Do we have a bet? Patriots versus Tampa? However many wins?
I know we've got the Tampa over-under. Yeah. Do we have the Patriots over-under, too?
Side one, yeah.
We should start writing these down.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, speaking of that, next week, PGA Championship. I'm going to text people this weekend.
Yep, I'm in.
To do the pool. I'm in.
You know who I'm feeling? Feeling hot. Ricky Fowler.
Really?
I am. I think he's got it.
It'd be about time for him.
I think he's got it. I really do. I want him to.
I don't want him to, but Bryson DeChambeau is smoking the ball right now.
He's hitting bombs.
Back to NFL real quick. just touch on that. I think the Patriots will be fine.
Oh, I do, too.
Hightower is the only big name that really is sitting out. All the others are role players, and that's how the Patriots operate. It's just next guy up, and they'll be fine.
I don't know. I feel like they got Cam Newton on a one-year deal. Yeah, he'll get his stats to get his contract somewhere else, and they're really pushing for... I don't think they're going to lose enough games to get Trevor Lawrence. But that idea in everyone's head, it seems pretty logical. And if they bomb this season, they're not going to remember it because Trevor Lawrence is going to be their next Tom Brady for the next 15 years.
Yeah, but you could say that with the Jaguars, the Lions.
Those are just terribly run places. Patriots have been well run for the last 20 years.
Oops.
We're recording a podcast. I just can't see Belichick giving up a season.
I don't think they're gonna only win like three games.
What's over under?
I have no idea. I see them going 500. I still
wanna take a bet?
I still believe that they'll go right around 500.
What was our bet for Tampa?
I had the over.
How much?
It was either eight and a half or nine and a half.
It was 8.5.
Was it?
How much money?
I don't know. I thought you didn't put money down.
I think it was 10. $10.
Patriots. Can we write all these down?
Patriots go over. They are over 500.
So 8.5 again?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it.
I have Patriots over 8.5.
Like their over under is for the season.
Love this. The site that I usually go to wasn't NFL regular season.
I just don't see them winning. Lines. Best case scenario, they go 9-7. To be honest.
9-7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you go? I usually go Odd Shark.
I usually go My Bookie.
Oh, yeah.
Odd Shark's a good one.
We could go through all
New
these.
England Patriots, 9. 11.5. Is that the win-loss? Or which one is which?
Where are you looking?
The left or the right?
Left.
So they have them at...
That's 20.
They have them at 9, so yeah, we can put it at
8.5.
8.5. Sure, I'll do the under.
$10. Will you keep track of these?
Yeah. Or are you writing stuff down?
Well, I was going to, and then he asked you to do it.
You do it. Then.
Got my notebook up. Everything.
Yeah, you do it.
Write it down.
What do you got? Brent's going over.
Brent's got over.
Brent over. What is it?
8.5 for the Patriots record.
Five.
Vikings are listed at 9.
Over.
They'll get over.
Brent over. What do we put on it?
$10.
$10.
Me and you.
$10.
$8.5. I was under on Tampa's. Tampa Brady.
Brent under 8.5. Now the line's at 9.5. You see that?
Is it?
Son of a bitch. Look, you got it pulled up right there.
I don't want to look. I would do Kansas City 11.5. I would hit under.
Tampa, $10. What is it? 11.5?
11.5.
Oh, you want 10 on that one?
Baltimore at 11.5?
Do you want 10 on the Chiefs?
No.
Are you taking
the 11.5 is...
That's a lot.
That's a hefty...
What were they last year?
They were 12-4, I believe. Either Ravens? 13-3 or 12-4.
I don't know, man.
They were number one seed. Number one seed, because Kansas was number two.
Who's the worst team? Jacksonville.
At what?
4.5.
Over.
I would hammer that under.
Yeah.
You want it? $10? So many bets.
You guys can do that one.
I don't want that one. I don't care about the Jaguars.
Yeah, me either, but if I have money on it, I would.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk about with NFL is the top 100 list just came out. See if you guys had any sort of discussion on how things went.
I don't know.
Vikings players went as such. At 21, Dalvin Cook. Number at 40, Danielle Hunter. Our next one was Kirk Cousins at 58, followed by Harrison Smith at 64. And then I think our only other one was Eric Kendricks at 83.
64?
For Harrison
Smith. For the best safety in the game?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's voted on by the players, so a lot of it, it's not...
What a joke.
It's not super accurate. Well, like, I'll read off the top...
Who's the top?
Yeah. Top... Do we want to do top 10, guys?
Top 10. Yeah.
Number one, they had Lamar Jackson. Number two, they had Russell Wilson.
Which
number
I think is way too high for Russell Wilson.
I think it's a good spot, to be honest.
I would have flipped him and Mahomes.
From how their seasons were last year, I'd pick Russell Wilson over just regular season-wise.
Really?
So, like, if you had the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes should be number one.
I'd still, even without even just regular season... I'd switch Russell and Patrick Mahomes.
I would put Patrick Mahomes over Russell Wilson, too. I think Russell Wilson means more to his team
absolutely.
Than what Patrick Mahomes means to his team.
But he does more with less than any other quarterback. The only quarterback in the first eight or nine seasons to have a winning record.
Aaron Rodgers has the worst team. He makes that team.
Russell Wilson's had better records than him.
And Aaron Rodgers
and hasn't gotten hurt,
but Aaron Rodgers continues to beat to win his division.
This is probably his last year with Green Bay too.
It should be.
He's flat out said it.
He has wasted.
He just said it in an interview. Really? Yeah, he's like this. You drafted a quarterback first round. Like, this is probably my last year. So
damn. He has wasted, I would say, 3 championships. Being with the Packers. I bet he is a 4 championship caliber quarterback. And he has wasted all that time in
Russell was one play away from back-to-back championships. So, I mean, it can go either way with those guys.
But then you also have Tom Brady on the other side of that ball.
Yeah, but you hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, and that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was a great defensive play, too.
It was.
Like, yes, the play
call. But, I mean, you could have read
but
that.
But it was a terrible
play. The play call was awful.
Yes.
But that defensive play is very underrated.
Yeah, it was.
Very underrespected, I guess.
To be able to jump that route that close. Quick. The break that he took out of it. Yeah. But the tight coverage.
I would take Russell over Aaron Rodgers just off of their track records. Main focus on
I hate how Russell Wilson talks.
He's such a Todd.
I hate him.
He's such a Todd, but and then Aaron Rodgers is just arrogant. So I mean,
either way,
yeah. Number three, Aaron Donald. Number four, Patrick Mahomes. Number five, Michael Thomas. Number six, Christian McCaffrey. He should be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brent, you were shaking your head at the Michael Thomas one.
He's not even the best wide receiver in the game.
Julio Jones is ranked 11th. Julio Jones is a better wide receiver.
Way and better.
DeAndre Hopkins is ranked 8th, but before him, George Kittle at number 7. Number just 9.
He had a good year.
Number 9, yeah.
I don't agree
it's
with
based
that
on it. Well, it's based on their year. Yeah, number 9, Stephon Gilmore, and then number 10, Derrick Henry.
Okay.
I wouldn't go Derrick Henry either.
And again, I'll preface this again. It was voted on by the players. It's kind of like a novelty thing. Like
it's based off of this past year.
It's based off of that year. So it's not based off of like they have Harrison Smith at 64. He might have not had the greatest year last year, but everyone knows he's like the number one safety in the entire league. Or Lamar Jackson over Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, all those quarterbacks. He was better than all of them that year. So it's nothing to be like super serious about, but it's something cool to look at and just see what the players think for that specific year. So.
Right. It's interesting. I disagree with a lot of the players. Turns out.
Michael Thomas has not.
He had a good year.
He's had a good couple
last year.
He had over 1,700 yards. But, like, you look at his stats compared to DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones, they weren't that far off from each other. A few touchdowns and a few hundred yards.
Julio Jones doesn't score. That's the only
thing. He had three less touchdowns than Michael Thomas last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Michael Thomas had quite a bit. Like 20s?
The last time I looked, I think he had, like, 6 touchdowns.
Thomas?
Yeah. And then Julio had 3, and then DeAndre Hopkins had like 9.
Wow. I definitely thought it was a lot more.
Michael Thomas was definitely like that check down guy, so that's where he got all his receptions and all his yards was those 12-yard check downs or the 15-yard check downs.
Right. And then you look who's throwing to him.
I would pick.
It's a Hall of Famer.
You guys are always like so off kilter on Julio. I would take Julio any day of the week.
I say he's the best wide receiver.
Oh, you do?
I would say that, yeah.
Because your guys is always knock on him and he doesn't get touchdowns.
That is a problem.
And looking at it as proficient as those two other wide receivers.
Right.
It is a problem, though, that he can't get into the end zone.
Right. Looking at it as a fantasy standpoint.
Yeah, that's true.
That's, you know, that I think that's where we're coming from.
Yeah.
Is that he's not going to score a lot of points in fantasy. Unless you're playing a PPR league, he's not going to score a lot of points because he doesn't get into the end zone. You get a guy like some wide receiver, whatever wide receiver gets in the end zone a lot. I don't even know anymore.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. It's like so random now because all these big name guys get double teamed.
Exactly.
And they have no option in the end zone in the first place. So they get in the red zone and they're giving it off to the running back or they're giving it to the third wide receiver or something like that. So that might be part of the reason why Julio, because Julio Jones is like the perfect wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fast.
Good hands. So that's exactly why
he's very aware.
Yeah, they have to know where he is in the red zone especially.
Yeah. He's almost like a Stephon Diggs.
Oh, God.
He was ranked pretty high. Yeah. I think I have to find him. I don't remember.
What a joke.
He was 54.
What a joke.
And 54. Adam Thielen's not even on the list.
He's not on the list. He's above Davante Adams.
No way. Dude, you're going to put, first off, like the whole list is stupid.
The best
safety in the game is 65.
64.
Is it right in the middle? Oh, yeah. And yet, Stephon Diggs is in the 50s? Get out of here.
Yeah. Like,
unbelievable.
DK Metcalf ranked 81. Miles Garrett ranked 80.
I like
80.
DK Metcalf, actually.
He's going to be really good, but like he didn't really do a lot.
He didn't play.
DK Metcalf.
Miles Garrett,
yeah. He's ranked 80th. And he
didn't play.
He got suspended for half the season. But
Brittany's cleaning out my car right now.
That's nice of her.
And she just—I'm selling my car tomorrow, and she just found a watch I've been looking for since Christmas, and another thing that I was supposed to send in the mail like a long time ago.
Oh boy!
So that's not good.
But yeah,
well, looks like we're done now.
That's just
good luck.
That top 100 list. It's always fun for me to look at that stuff. I'm always like a stats guy and a numbers guy and with sports and everything. So it's
why you're really good at that sports trivia.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm always interested in, just to see where people are ranked and stuff, and how wrong they are and how right they are, and
how
different seasons can go. Like Lamar Jackson's next season, he's probably not. I would totally bet that he would not be in the top five next year.
If you had to,
would you go top 10?
Probably top 10.
Lamar Jackson?
Top 7.
I'd put him at, just because he was ranked 1 last year, they'll probably put him at like 8 to 10. Because he's going to have a similar statistical season with another winning record. How can you not put a guy who rushes for how many, like 800 to 1,000 yards, throws 25 to 32 touchdowns? Like, I feel like he's only going to get better for next year.
If you had to guess who had better odds of winning MVP, Lamar Jackson or
Mahomes?
Mahomes, who would you
next pick? Year?
Yeah. Like Mahomes. this season right now.
Mahomes. Oh, like coming into the season.
Correct.
Mahomes.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he would even win it, but if I were to pick over those two, I think it would be Mahomes.
Would you do top 6 for Lamar Jackson next year?
I don't think he'd make top 6.
You want to put money on it?
See, the annoying part is it's voted on by the players.
But, dude, think about it. He has 6. You have 94 other spots. Really, infinite. Is that the right name?
Infinite.
Because, like, you think of things like Russell spots. Wilson. He was ranked 25th last year. And then they put him at number 2 this year.
Right.
Just because they finally realized that he's, like, a really good quarterback. You know what I mean? So it's...
Would you go top 7?
I wouldn't make a bet on it.
No? Because
it's so... It's like just like a biased, can't plan on it.
$5.
You can't plan on the Super Bowl, or you can't plan on the wins for like what we just bet.
$10.
Yeah, you can.
How can you?
I'm the best.
$10 Lamar. $10 Lamar Jackson makes it into the top 6 next year.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, write it down.
Nice. Sucker. You're such a sucker, Kyle.
Knew that was coming.
I think Lamar Jackson will have a better season.
Well, now this is a question. Who do you think will be ranked number 1 next year? Who's most likely to be the first?
I mean, that's
overall?
Pretty obvious. I mean, isn't it?
Adam Thielen.
Cousins. I mean, it's Cousins.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you want to bet on it?
No.
I mean, infinite, whatever.
You would be getting that. No.
What's the poll? Like, what is the poll called? So we know which one
NFL
to look
at. Top 100 list.
You guys can keep talking.
I guess to answer my own question, I would either pick... My top 3 picks would either be... If McCaffrey, depending on their season.
He's my number 1 pick.
Patrick Mahomes.
I have him on the...
The one dynasty league.
Yeah.
Either Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Christian McCaffrey would be my top 3 guys for next year.
I'd go Lamar, Christian McCaffrey, and... the Savior, probably. Dan Bailey.
Oh, nice.
Hot take.
All right. I'm going to go... Oof, duh. Oh, boy.
There's so many choices.
Probably, yeah. There's, like, an infinite amount of choices.
So you can't lose.
I'd probably go with... Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, he's going to be good.
Patty, you got to put Labar in there.
Do I, though?
If you're going to bet him to be in the top six.
Yeah, but he just has to be in the top six. I thought we were going for the top one. Top three. All right. Joe Burrow.
And
Justin Jefferson.
Nice.
Skull.
Yeah, Dak Prescott. He's in for a big year. Contract
you ready
year
for this, though? Again. Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
1,500 yards.
Okay.
7 touchdowns.
I'll take the under.
I'm not making a bet.
What do you think his like realistic stats would be?
800 yards, probably 3 well, touchdowns.
2. I'd give him 2.
2?
Yeah.
2 what?
2.5
touchdowns?
Yeah.
I'd hammer the over. I would hammer the over on that.
I'd set it at 3.
I'd
3.5.
I'd go 650 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I think he just needs one Hold game on. To explode.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And then they'll just run with it, because then you got the two-headed monster again, Jefferson Thielen.
Justin Jefferson.
Are we doing a bet on this one, too?
I don't know. I'm just writing down stats. Brent, 650 yards.
We're just doing a lot of money today.
What? How many touchdowns?
4.
4? Okay.
Excuse me.
Matt, 800 yards. Yeah, I'm going to go 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns.
Kyle, yards and touchdowns for Justin Jefferson.
I'll give him 720 yards and 3 touchdowns.
All right, we're playing Price is Right rules on yards.
$1, Bob.
Price is Right rules on yards and touchdowns. That's going to be tough because we're at 3, 4, 5.
What are you at?
I got 800 yards.
So I'm the lowest.
Yeah. 650, 720, 800.
Let's put like $10 on this. Each person $10.
Price is Right rules?
For yards.
So I never understand that. So if he's at 721.
Closest without going over.
So if he's at 719, I lose?
Yes.
That's so dumb.
Do you not want to play Price is Right rules? We'll do closest.
Yeah.
Do closest.
And then knowing that, I'll be like 1 yard difference between you or
closest
Brent.
Closest to pin. Hole 4. $5?
$1, Bob.
Yeah.
$1. $5?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Winner take all.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
I don't have anything else, no.
I have one thing.
Uh-oh.
Because, never mind. Miranda wanted to have me ask you this question.
What?
If you...
The red fish goes in the blue tank. The White House is in Washington, D.C. Oh, sorry.
We're not trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
I gotta steal the Declaration of Independence.
That was awful.
You're awful.
I thought it was pretty close.
Why does everyone hate him?
We gotta go to the Washington Monument.
I like him.
We gotta go to the Washington Monument. That's where the Declaration of Independence is hidden.
It's like Nickelback.
They kind of
look... This voter!
They look so similar.
They do.
She wanted to ask, would you guys move out of Minnesota?
Nope.
Where to?
If you could pick a spot to live in the United States, where would it be? Other than Minnesota.
Texas.
God, no.
Texas.
But would you move out of Minnesota?
No. I'm Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota all the way. If I had to move out and were to choose Michigan or Maine.
Upper or lower?
He'd be a youper.
Yeah, he's a youper.
I'm not a youper.
Yeah, you I'm are.
Definitely a youper.
You're a youper.
Yeah, I'd be a youper. But either a youper or a main.
Why? Why did she ask him, what are you?
She was just wondering. Oh. I said, it's just a question. I said I would much rather stay in Minnesota, but if I had to move somewhere.
False. Black bear.
It would have to be probably like Texas or Tennessee or.
Tennessee would be good.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Or that option would probably be my third. So.
Texas or Tennessee?
Or the.
I do Tennessee.
What Matt Foley told me to do.
I could not live anywhere warm.
Tennessee has basically, it's like no snow, but it still gets cold.
Montana. I could do Montana.
Wrong.
North Carolina.
Wrong.
Maine.
Bangor.
He False. Would be a Maine dude, Black too.
Bangor. That's why I said Maine.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said I'd be a youper or I'd go to Maine.
I was focused on False. Michigan.
Black bear.
What Maine black
like,
bears.
What about like Boston?
Home Too busy. Of the very famous clan.
Too busy.
Chata.
Yeah.
That's a, yeah, I would agree with that.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Oregon?
Too rainy.
Minnesota.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not got that.
That was am I going to move out?
Not got that.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, I would say Texas. By a huge lot of land. Like 72,000 acres.
Do I not have anything from Texas?
That's like a state.
For like $5.
Who do they think they are? The New York Jets?
I could not live in New York.
No.
I'd get too stressed out.
Yeah, I would too. I love New York, but no.
New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do.
That was good. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you, Miranda, for the Shit, question.
Derek. Do we want to do?
Shit, Derek.
Do we want to do initials or play
yeah.
one of the? Because you have no, it, yeah. right?
Yep. We do have it.
Let's just play that for fun. Why
Let's
don't
Let's do
you,
it. We'll pause it and get the leader out
Holy
here.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
I'm excited.
Wait, who?
That one person.
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Guess.
Down here.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Hit the intro.
Check, check, check one.
You just hit the button. So it's this cue.
Sorry, everyone. I'm using a different mic now.
Huh? Does she know how to explain initials?
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Hit cue.
It's time for letters on the North Star Cast.
Is that you?
Okay, this is where you start.
Oh, okay.
Explaining.
Okay, the initials are...
No, you gotta explain the game, and it's letters.
Oh, letters.
Can't we say it's the initials game made by Corey Cove? Yeah, it's the actual game that he did on Kickstarter.
Correct.
So listen, everyone, yep. if you have this game, do not play this set of initials.
Yes.
Brought to you by Corey Cove. Thank you.
Do you know? Explain it.
I read the clues. You guess the initials. I tell you if you're right or wrong. And there's 10 rounds.
QW.
There should be 12
I
rounds.
I guessed the initials.
No, you said 2 are tiebreaker.
It's QW.
12 rounds, 2 are tiebreaker.
I just guessed them.
12 rounds,
there's
4.
There's 14 cards per initials.
RB.
You do 12. It's
Running
RB.
Back.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Not.
I don't know.
I was about to start writing stuff down.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Drum roll, please.
You've got the sound.
MM.
Oh, baby.
Boy, we played this one once.
Did you
really? Like our own.
Yeah.
Our own version.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Clue number one.
Connected to a Dig Dug arcade in the second season of Stranger Things.
Clue number two.
Included Ferozia.
Just keep going.
Clue number three.
Connected to George Miller.
Clue. Number four.
was part of the inspiration for the California Love music video.
Clue number 5.
His last name is Rokitansky.
Clue number 6.
Has been played by Mel Gibson and Tom Hardy.
5.
5. 4.
Kyle.
3. Kyle.
Mike Myers.
Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Drum roll, please. Just kidding. I'll do that every time. Mad Max.
Ah. Oh. Okay.
Yep. Hot start.
I tried.
Hot start, everyone.
All right.
Yikes.
Well, good try, Kyle.
Thanks.
Okay.
I was way off.
I had no idea. I just guessed.
Round 2. Can I say round 2?
Yep.
Clue number 1.
Included a falling man.
Clue number 2.
Connected to Lucky Strike, Playtex, Hilton, Heinz, and Hershey's.
Clue number 3.
Frequently displayed cigarette smoking.
Kyle. Marlboro Man. I'm just guessing.
That's a really good guess.
That's
a really good guess, though.
From the hip.
Clue number 4.
Connected to the 1960s.
Matt? Mickey Mantle?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Good luck, Brent.
Yeah, you're
Clue
good.
Number 5.
Connected to I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke.
Clue number 6.
This was the first basic cable series to ever win the Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Brent.
5. 4.
Mad Men?
That's right.
Good job.
Nice job.
Okay, Brent 1, Matt 0, Kyle 0.
Nice job.
Thank you.
We're on number 3.
Yep, round 3.
Clue number 1.
Connected to Tampa, Florida.
Clue number 2.
Includes nudity.
Kyle. Magic Mike.
That's right.
Nice job.
Of course he knew that.
Brent 1, Kyle 1, Matt 0. Round 4.
Clue number 1.
Is a 2015 song by American rapper Future.
Clue number 2.
Connected to seeds.
Clue number 3.
Connected to pools.
Clue number 4.
Often connected to Cinderella.
Clue number 5.
Includes brackets.
Kyle. March Madness.
Oh. That's right.
That was a good one.
Okay, round 5.
I'm
keeping score. Oh, okay. I have 2, Brent has 1, Matt has 0.
Alright. Round 5.
Clue number 1.
Appeared as himself in a 1999 episode of The Simpsons called Brother's Little Helper.
Clue number 2.
Is a former Olympian.
Clue number 3.
Professionally connected to California and Missouri.
Clue number 4.
His nickname is connected to a legendary fast food item.
Clue number 5.
Once said, I wish I had never touched steroids.
Matt. Yeah. Mark McGuire.
Yeah. That's right.
Slow down just a little bit.
Sorry.
It's okay. That was fast.
Give like 3 to 5 seconds in between each clue.
Okay.
Dang. As soon as you said Matt, I had that.
Kyle has 2. Matt has 1. Brent has 1 going into...
Round 6.
Round 6.
Clue number one.
Was a talented guitar player.
Clue number two.
His father was a peeping Tom.
Clue number three.
He set fire to the living room rug when he was 8.
Clue number four.
Connected to November 5th, 1955.
Clue number five.
Attended the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Clue number six.
Famous.
Kyle.
Oh, no.
Marty McFly.
No.
That's right.
I was like, what's his name? I was about to say Michael J. Fox, but I was like, that's not his last name in the movie.
I had it right as you said it. Right as you said your name.
So it's Kyle 3, Matt 1, Brent 1, and we're on number 7? Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten 2? Because that's 5 points and... Wait, never mind.
No, we're working on 7.
Okay.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in 1994 as The Shawshank Redemption.
Clue number 2.
Was briefly married to Biff Tannen.
Clue number 3.
Connected to Madonna's Vogue.
Clue number 4.
Connected to Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Matt, Mickey Clue Mantle.
Number 5. Clue number 5.
Was the inspiration for Candle in the Wind.
Brent.
No.
5.
4. 3. 2. 1.
One more clue?
Yep.
Clue number 6.
Was born Norma Jean Mortensen. 5, 4, 3.
Kyle. Mary Martinson. I don't know.
No, I don't want to guess. Go ahead.
Nobody wants to guess?
No, we can't.
We can't
because
now. We all
have
lost.
Things going on. But we have thing like, we don't want to give away one.
Oh, so you don't want me to say it?
No, say it.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
God dang it.
I just wrote, literally was writing that down during that.
Candle in the Wind?
Yeah.
Isn't that Princess
She's
Diana?
She's in Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
She must be like a...
I think the remake of Candle in the Wind was for Princess Diana. That's when it hit big. Like, that's when it became super popular. But I think the original was for...
That's stupid. Dang it, I had that in my head. That was the only one I had in my head. Because we talked about her before the show.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did. She lives next door.
Okay, round 8.
Kyle's up 3, Matt's 1, Brent's 1.
Kyle for the win. Oh, nope, I lied. Never mind. We don't play
anyone's game.
We got time.
Number
we don't
1
to 10.
Clue number 1.
Was a California Angel.
Clue number 2.
Once entered a wormhole.
Clue number 3.
Searched for the Yellow King.
Oh, God.
Clue number 4.
Was a koala named Buster Moon.
Clue number 5.
Was a pharmaceutical drug smuggler and AIDS patient.
Clue number 6.
Once said, I get older, they stay the same age.
Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, that's disappointing that I got it on that clue.
Yeah. Kyle's at 3, Matt's at 2, Brent's at 1, going into item 9.
Yep.
Clue number 1.
Was a FedEx employee in a brief appearance in 2011's Horrible Bosses.
Clue Number two.
In 2018, was named to Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people.
Clue number three.
Was previously seen holding a briefcase.
Clue number four.
On May 19th, 2018, it was estimated that hundreds of millions of people were watching her.
Matt. Meghan Markle.
That's right.
Good job.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is? She's
the princess of...
Duchess of Wales. Sussex.
Sussex.
Bless you.
She's on Suits.
They live in Canada.
She's married to the ginger.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I know then now. Kyle's at three, Matt's at three, Brent's at one.
Going into item ten.
Clue number one.
Was a White House press secretary.
Clue number two.
Was a physicist who authored a book on the paranormal.
Clue number three.
Once tried to identify an air marshal.
Clue number four.
Worked alongside puppets in 2018.
Clue number five.
Was a spy named Susan Cooper.
Matt. Melissa McCarthy.
That's right.
Good job. Do you know what that one is?
Which one?
Once tried to identify an air marshal.
Is that
on wedding or the wedding
bridesmaids?
Yeah,
where it's like wedding crashers. Yeah. Right?
She sits next to him on the plane, and she's like,
"You're an FBI agent.
Do you put it? You know?" He's like, "No, I don't put it up my butthole."
Sorry.
Kyle's at three, Matt's at four, Brent's at one, going into item 11. Matt for the win if he gets this.
Oh, snap.
I'm helping Kyle.
Clue number one.
Was punched by Cosmo Kramer.
Clue number two.
Has appeared on the cover of Time Magazine.
Matt. Mickey Mouse. No!
Punched by Kramer.
Seinfeld? I don't know. Maybe he went to Disney World.
Yeah, I guess. Or like on Las Vegas Strip or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
I just went for it. Bad idea.
Clue number three.
Appeared as himself in a 1980 Michael Douglas film.
Clue. Number four.
In 2018, a photo of him sold for nearly $3 million.
Clue number five.
Also known as the Commerce Comet.
Clue number six.
Seven-time World Series champion with the New York Yankees.
Oh, damn.
Mickey Mantle.
That's right.
You were close.
You said it right. You said it how many times?
Twice prior.
Yeah. Kyle's at four, Matt's at four, Brent's at one, going into item 12.
This is
if Brent gets this, we have to go into a tiebreaker. If Kyle or Matt get it, they win.
All right, here we go.
Clue number one.
James Bond, speaking Italian, introduces himself as this in 2015's Spectre.
Clue number two.
His march appeared at the end of Full Metal Jacket.
Clue number three.
Appeared on a shirt in 1985's Back to the Future.
Clue number four.
Has appeared in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Brent. Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
If you didn't get that, I'd be really sad.
Those are hard clues.
I was going to guess it. I was going to guess it, but right. I didn't. I didn't want to be wrong and then give you the shot to... All right, we got to go into a tiebreaker. Brent's at 2.
Brent doesn't
is play. Out of it, but yeah, me and Matt are the only ones that can guess now.
All right, here we go.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in a 2009 Quentin Tarantino film.
Clue number 2.
Appeared in a 2003 Dr. Seuss film.
Matt. Mike Myers.
That's right.
Winner.
Inglourious Basterds.
I should have just went for it. I was like, that's the only person.
Ooh, do we want to do the last one for funsies?
Sure. Yeah,
why not?
Matt wins, but we're doing one more just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Big comeback.
Here we go.
Clue number 1.
His wife and son died due to complications during childbirth.
Clue number 2.
Extremely skilled with utensils.
Clue number 3.
Once fought a group of men dressed as skeletons.
Is that it?
Clue number 4.
Was seen honking the nose of John Kreese.
Clue number 5.
Once had a teenager do hours of chores.
Clue number 6.
Trained Daniel LaRusso in karate.
Matt. Mr. Miyagi.
That's right.
You guys want to play one more? Or no?
Sure.
Let's do one more.
Brittany, do you want to play?
Sure.
Do we want to do it off air or on air?
Off.
We'll do it off.
Yeah, we'll do it off.
Okay.
Matt won. Congrats, Matt, again.
Because I won, you can go to the North Star Cast Facebook page.
You can go get a tall glass or shut the hell up.
You can go to the North Star Cast Facebook page and request a t-shirt or a hat for $10 each. That is a t-shirt or a hat for $10 each using promo code MATTWINS. This will help support the podcast and all of our endeavors. Thanks, everyone.
Also, thank you to our sponsors, yes. Bags and Pegs Bakes. They are still on a little
They break. Are coming back. They have a new cookie coming out. It is a White Claw cookie.
Ooh.
So it is a round cookie with a nice White Claw logo. It'll be colored to certain flavors. They won't taste like any of the flavors. They'll taste like a sugar cookie with frosting. there will be posting it on Facebook at Megs and Pegs Bakes in a couple weeks here. It's going to be 6 cookies for $10.50 or $12 cookies for $18. Use promo code NORTHSTAR to get that deal. This deal will be running from August 10th to about August 24th, so... Go check out Megs and Pigs Bakes on Facebook for that White Claw cookie deal and look out for their post. As always, thanks to Megs and Pigs Bakes.
Yes, and thank you to DePaul Lettering, Kyle.
Yeah, DePaul Lettering is the people who made our shirts and our hats. Everyone who's gotten one loves them. And
promo code Matt wins.
Check out our shirts and our hats. Like Matt said, $10 for each.
Using the promo code MATTWINS.
Couldn't be more satisfied with how those things turned out. And also Mr. Moose Customs. They made our great table for podcasts. They mainly do outdoor furniture, but if you want a special order of indoor furniture, he can make that happen. So yes. Thank you.
Thanks to both DePaul Lettering and Mr. Moose Customs, and of course Megs and Pegs Bakes, who've been with us for a while now.
Yeah, let's put a wrap to it.
All right, thank you to Brittany for orchestrating that wonderful game of initials.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
My name's Matthew Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy International Day of Friendship.
Wow,
that one's lame.
We're not friends.
World Snorkeling Day.
It's a little bit better.
Get out those tubes.
What?